Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anthony Davis's hot streak came to a screeching halt last night after he let the Lakers lose to the Cavs earlier with flu-like symptoms. AD only played 8 minutes, zero field goal attempts, and made one single free throw. Lakers go on to lose 116-102. Shannon, I know you were watching this one last night. What was your reaction when AD left the game after playing 8 minutes?
Well, Skip, when he checked out at 8 minutes, I thought it was a normal substitution. I was just like, okay, AD's checked out. Okay, coming in, boom. I ain't think anything about it. Second quarter started. I didn't see AD in. I was like, okay, maybe he just went to I didn't know until I started looking at the internet. I saw alert, AD's out with flu-like symptoms. So, like I said, I don't listen to the sound. So I didn't really think anything about it. Then I heard flu-like symptoms. I was like, well, whoo, that's best case scenario. I mean, what, 24, 48 hours? Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's not contagious. He didn't pass it along and nobody else misses any time. But, hey. It just, unfortunately for the Lakers, they got two games in 48 hours, so that could be bad. D-Ham said that after the game that, you know, he had a fever yesterday, he tried to go. So hopefully, you know, you take some Motrin, you get some fluids into your system, you're able to rehydrate. Hopefully, the dizziness and anything that came along with the symptoms that you had, hopefully they dissipated. But, yeah, I was disappointed because I felt that this was a game that they probably could have won had AD played. But, Skip, as I mentioned yesterday, what do the Lakers struggle with? Dynamic players. Now, if you can't defend the pick and roll, you're going to catch hell beating the Cavaliers because Donovan Mitchell is a tremendous pick and roll player because that's all he did in Utah with Rudy Gobert. Darius Garland, he's been in Cleveland playing with Jared Allen, Evan Mobley. They're tremendous in the pick and roll. Donovan Mitchell got it going. Mm. Pat Bev, Lonnie Walker IV, yep. Dennis Schroeder. None of those guys can keep him out of the lane. So what do? They get to the lane, dish it off to Jared Allen. At one point, I think he was 8 of 8, 9 of 9.
He was.
And then Donovan Mitchell got it going, and then you're at his mercy. Because now he can drive the ball, he can finish at the rim, he can step back and hit the three, so you're at their mercy. But even that being said, Skip, even though AD was out, the Lakers were right there. This was a game that I needed to see LeBron in the fourth quarter. Says, you know what, I know y'all talking about AD and talking about he should be the MVP and he surpassed me as the best player, but don't forget about old GOAT now. Mm. I might not be the best player on the team. Mm. He probably still believes that he is, but I'm still the GOAT.
Well, is he? He won last night.
That's my point, Skip. That's what I'm saying. Skip, he took one shot, a step back three. Mm. In a game that was nip and tuck. They started the fourth quarter down by one, and with 8:30 left, they were in a tie ball game. So then I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, petting the dog, saying, hey, boy, you about to watch old GOAT do this. Mm. I'm like, bro, you not going to shoot? Mm. Thomas Bryant came in, he did, but Thomas Bryant's not AD skill. He gave you 19-9.
19-9 is pretty good from Thomas Bryant.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
You can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Jr. came in and made a couple of threes, Skip.
He did.
I was like, okay. But nah, Skip. I mean, I needed to see LeBron go ahead and take this thing over in the fourth quarter. Mm. But hopefully, it's nothing more. If after 24 hours, Skip, it passes through AD's system, and he's ready to go tonight against Toronto. But, yeah, I was disappointed. But he came into the season with a back. We know what's happened over the last 2 years with the injury history. And they tell him the only thing that he got is a flu? Man, I'm doing like 15 cartwheels.
Mm. Okay. At that flashpoint moment when he went out of the game, I'm obviously watching, and he grimaced. And it seemed like he was trying to kind of unwind his back a little bit, like it was starting to flare up again. And I thought, uh-oh, not again. And yet then the announcement comes, flu-like symptoms,
right.
The cliche classic of, I don't know what that means, but whatever. But Darvin Ham did say he had a 101 temperature during the day plus change. So, okay, that's pretty serious if, in fact, that's what he had. All right. Now, my biggest reaction was, for whatever reason, here we go again. It is always something with this guy. And I don't know why, but it just is always something. And you've said it before, but you leap back on the bandwagon and began to drive it yesterday, and you're calling AD always dominating. Yeah. And I warned you, I said, no, always disappointing. Because I think he's been more disappointing than dominating in the biggest picture.
Oh, yeah.
When he's right, he's as right as it gets.
All is right in Laker land.
He led you to a bubble championship. Bubble as it was, he led you to that.
No, he didn't lead that. Goat did that.
No, he did that because he hit that shot against Denver that was a season saver. It was a playoff saving shot.
You think Goat was going to let that series slip away?
Well, no. I don't know. But the point was, he was really good.
He was sensational.
In the bubble.
Yes.
All right. Now I look at the last 2 years. And I think you already know these numbers, but I'm going to just throw them right back at you again. So let's go back 2 years ago. They played a grand total of 72 games that year, and he managed to play 36. He played half the games that year, so he missed 36 games 2 seasons ago. Then last season, they played the usual 82 game, and he played 40 of the 82. So he missed 42 games, so he missed more than he played last season. So over 2 years, Anthony Davis has missed a grand total of 78 games. That's staggering to me because that will not work.
No.
You're obviously still paying him. He's still, you kept talking about for 2 years, the torch needs to be passed to a guy who's in street clothes at the end of the bench.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to consistently, and Darvin Ham says, we're going to run our offense through AD, but it's hard when he's on the sidelines.
Can't do it. No,
it's
he can't
hard.
Do it. And so all of a sudden this year, counting last night, he has missed 3 games.
Yeah.
Not the end of the world, but you've only played 23, so he's missing games.
Right.
And it's always some little something. It's his back or it's this or it's that. And they don't seem like huge career-threatening kind of injuries, but he just stays something wrong hurt, right?
Yes.
And then the flu. Okay, so the good news was that he tried to play.
Right.
And, again, I tell you all the time, when it comes to injuries or illness, I can't know and I can't know exactly what the man is feeling.
Right.
Only he knows for sure in those sneakers what it feels like to try to play basketball last night. So he makes it 8 minutes, and he decides, I just can't go. So the good news was he tried to go.
Yeah.
The bad news was he didn't just suck it up and say, I'm going to play through this. No. Now, maybe it's so bad you can't play through it.
Right.
Now
maybe
we're back
started
to
feeling dizziness. But I just think the mentality is, I mean, I've had those symptoms, and they told me, hey, drink some Gatorade, take some Tylenol, get your ass back in the game.
Okay, there you go.
But that's a different mentality, though.
Okay, and I got to do, speaking of old school, I want people to let this sink in, please. I tweeted about this last night because I looked it up because I want to make sure I got it right.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, 9 times in his career, played all 82. Mm-hmm. 9 times. He played every game scheduled.
And I think he played 80.
He had an 81, so that was just one fewer. And he had an 80, only 2 fewer.
Yeah.
Well, that's 10, 11. 11 times he came close to playing all 82
11
games.
11 of his 15 years.
That's impossibly great.
You want
to talk about Iron Man, and you can't tell me that he didn't have flu-like symptoms along the trail.
Oh, yeah.
He obviously had the flu game at Utah.
Yeah, but here's some games he didn't feel. He didn't feel like himself. Michael Jordan, a bump, a knee, a back, a thigh. Hey,
I lived through Chicago winters for 3 years. I know what it feels like. And if you're traveling, if you're flying, you are going to get sick.
Yeah.
So you know he had upper respiratory, he had colds, he had coughs, he had whatever, and 9 times he just fought through it and kept playing.
Well, maybe it was the cigar that kept the flu from getting in his body.
I don't know. You could be right about that. Maybe it's a little bit of that. Maybe it kills some of the germs. I don't know. But the point is that was commonplace in those days. Everybody just played.
Right.
Back-to-backs, Jordan looked forward to I get to play two in a row.
Yeah.
I'll take that because I'll be better in the second game than I was in the first game. I'll be a little warmer.
Yeah.
He would, when I used to talk to him, it'd be like, I don't want to take 4 or 5 days off. We don't need a break like that because I get a little rusty.
Right.
I need to re-oil the joints a little bit to get going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that used to be the mentality. And now it's not just AD or LeBron. It's everybody, all the super, you don't play the back-to-back.
Right.
Is it from agents? Is it from medical people advising? I don't know. But with this guy, he is so frustrating because he was on the cusp of becoming the MVP for a team. Like I kept asking yesterday, they're 10 and 12 going into the last night's game. And and there's MVP buzz about Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't argue against it because the last four games, you want to talk about a tear, it was Chamberlain-esque,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So how can you trust this guy going forward, even though this was just flu-like symptoms? It came right on schedule with LeBron's going home, going back to Cleveland, where he always plays big and plays well and puts up big points. And yet, it's going to be hard to beat that team, which is much better than any team. Remember, LeBron had going into that game, he was 17-2
right.
against the Cavaliers when he didn't play for the Cavaliers, right?
Yes.
And he was 9-1 at Cleveland when he wasn't a Cavalier,
right.
when he went back.
Correct.
Okay. Well, what are the odds he's going to beat that team, which was a 4.5-point favorite, without Anthony Davis?
No.
It's not very good.
I mean, they like I said, Skip, they were close in the ball game, and he would have to revert back into being LeBron, GOAT James again mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter. Because Donovan Mitchell, so basically, you did that, I'm going to come back and do this. He's going to have to go back and forth with Donovan because Donovan got it going. And, Skip, you know, because we've seen the guy go get – we saw him in the playoff game, he and Jamal Murray going back and forth. So we know once he gets it going – good luck trying to out the fire.
Yeah, when they were in the bubble, those two hoops, boy, they went at it.
Yes, yes. So we know what
they're trading 50 burgers, right?
You remember how he was, Skip, when they played, 2 years ago when they was going to Clippers, the first two or three games, mm-hmm. how Donovan got it going. And it's like, hey, ain't nothing we could do. Hey, go back to L.A. and try to recoup. They quiet him down. But, yeah, I thought last night with 8:30 to go, that's all you could hope for. With no AD, imagine now, you got no AD, and with 8 minutes and 30 seconds left in the ball game, it's tied. I think if you're D-Ham, you say, I take it.
Sure.
Because now I still believe I got the best player that's on the court. Better than Garland, better than D-Mitch. I still believe LeBron James is the best player. I would trust him. Hey, go do what you need to do, bro.
He was not the best player on the floor last night.
No, he wasn't. Nope.
All right. One last point about Anthony Davis. Some guys are born with pain tolerance that I can't explain. Like you said, in your day, they just said,
"Oh, you play yeah.
just whatever."
Yeah, you weren't staying at home. I mean, no. Well, he didn't come in and say, "Nah." It was like, I'm like, do y'all got medicine in the tables? Why can't I just stay home? Why I got to come lay on the table? I'm not gonna practice. I'm not gonna be in the meeting, but come lay on the table and put a bleed.
And maybe if your back got wrenched or it felt stiff or whatever, you get a little therapy, you get a little massage, you put some icy hot on it, you ice it, you do whatever you have to do, and you just go play with it. And for whatever reason, Anthony Davis is not built like that.
Yeah.
That's the problem here because none of these things become career threatening or even season threatening.
True. And Skip, as a young player, if you have injuries, you don't even tell the medical staff. I had back spasm. As a matter of fact, it was Thanksgiving Day game my rookie year. We played Detroit. Skip, mm-hmm. my back was stiffer than a fence post.
Yep.
You think I'm going to tell them? Mm-hmm. You a young player? I'm not going to tell y'all so y'all can release me. Talk about I ain't tough. Can't make the club in the tub. No, sir. I had injuries. Hey. Five bruises. I ain't telling.
Okay,
I'm going to go out there and play.
And what did you do for your back? You
gutted it out. Like, ooh,
okay,
ooh.
But what did you do to rehab it?
Just put ice on it, try to stretch,
Absolutely.
Pull your knees and do all that.
I got it. And in the end, you just suck it up
just
and try to run through it.
Yes.
Because if your mind is strong enough, it can unless, like they always say, there's a difference between
being injured and hurt,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, and there is a huge difference because you can play through being hurt.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's hard.
Yeah.
Because you got to turn your mind, your body know, you got to turn your mind off, say, hey, I'm going to get through this.
Okay, so has your trust level fallen at all for always dominating?
No, watch tonight.
think he'll be
back
right
tonight
back?
Giving folk the work.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if he plays
tonight.
Yeah.
I'll be
shocked if quote unquote GOAT plays.
I will be shocked if GOAT don't give me 35.
Really?
I will be shocked.
Huh.
I will be shocked if he don't give me 35-10. Like I thought he was gonna give me last night.
Are we gonna have another quick do bet on this game?
There's
no ifs, Anza. You just said he is gonna play.
Yeah, he played tonight.
Okay, so I'll just do another case on this game then. I'll take Toronto.
You gonna give me the points?
No.
Huh.
There was no case last night.
Oh, yeah, I got this one. Oh, because they're going to Toronto. You ain't know that? They're going to Toronto.
Yeah, there's a baby dinosaur.
Baby dinosaurs. Ain't nothing changed.
Right?
Ain't nothing changed.
Huh. I'll take the baby dinosaurs tonight for one case. I gave you that one back from last night, so here we go again.
Toronto, Canada.
Okay, thank you.
That's all it's coming.
Okay.
Y'all know what we do to the baby dinosaurs. They ain't grown yet. Talk about the raptor. Baby
raptors. It's going to be the rapture tonight.
That's what LeBron going to do. Like, y'all ain't grown up yet.
Really? Huh? To Siakam?
Yeah. Okay. And Scotty Barnes, Trent Jr., all y'all finna get it.
I hope they're all healthy. I haven't even checked on them, but I'll be good.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. So you're talking real big.
I love when we get the dew flowing early on in the show, guys. Yep, Toronto tonight for the Lakers, and then at the 76ers on Friday. All right, Baker Mayfield, he didn't last long, claimed off waivers yesterday by the L.A. Rams. They are, of course, currently without Matthew Stafford, 0-3 with backup quarterbacks filling in. Life's tough in L.A. right now. Shannon, what do you make of the Rams claiming Baker?
I've seen the Rams play. Even with Stafford, they weren't good. I saw the Rams play without Stafford. They were even worse. I do not expect Baker Mayfield to come in here and be this beacon of light, this great shining light, this knight on a white horse saving the day. Mm. They're a bad team. He's a bad quarterback. It's a match made in hell. Perfect.
Mm.
I don't know what you expected, what they thought. He gonna come in and turn around? He not. Now I think you're free to start to come to my side. He's a guy. And once you realize that, you'll be okay. Mm. They just put Matthew Stafford on the IR because of a spinal contusion. Bryce Perkins was bad. John Wolford, he had that moment, Skip. I think they went to Seattle. I think they beat Seattle in Seattle with him. Or he came in after, because remember he hurt his thumb. Well, he hurt his thumb.
Yeah.
And then Goff came in. Because Goff had
to be. Oh, you mean in the past.
When he was not this year.
I got it.
And so,
at this point, they've lost six in a row.
They're not. About to be seven. But anyway, look. Is he going to play Thursday? I think they play Thursday. Do they play Thursday?
Thursday night against the Raiders at SoFi. You'll be there, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to go but watch two bad teams play. Well, the Rams, if I would go just watch Devontae and see if he can get 150.
Yeah.
But Skip, Baker Mayfield in 2022, he has an 18.2 QBR.
Mm.
They started tracking QBR in 2006.
Mm. Yeah.
There have been 521 qualified quarterbacks. Mm. Baker Mayfield is 520 out of 521 as far as lowest QBR for a season.
Mm.
Can I interest you in that? And somehow you think he going to do what?
Mm.
Do who win?
Mm.
Like Ricky Waters say, do what? Why?
Mm.
No, Skip. I had a feeling yesterday. You asked me what I think. I was like, the only place I can think of is the Rams.
You did say that.
They got two bad quarterbacks. And so they need a quarterback. So why not?
Mm.
And he might not play. They might put Josh Johnson went to San Francisco. Mm. I mean, what am I supposed to do with this kid? Well, I mean, what am I expecting? I mean, what do you expect? He's going to relaunch his career here in the last, five games? You think that's what he's going to do? He's going to turn around his career with the Rams?
Mm. Tell me when it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Okay, thank you. Here we go. This kid, and I still consider him a kid because I don't think he's grown up yet, he cannot get a break because I threw out the possibility, would the Texans take a shot because he's way better than either of the quarterbacks they have started this year. I wish they had taken a shot because he would be way, way, way better off with the Houston Texans right now than he would be with the Rams. So he started the year with the team that all the power rankings ranked dead last, 32nd and dead last. That was the Carolina Panthers going into this season. So he started with that team. Now he winds up on a waiver claim with the team that's a cumulative 30th in power rankings, the champion LA Rams, the team you picked to repeat in the Super Bowl. And they are an unmitigated disaster because they're more of a disaster than the Houston Texans are. At least the Texans compete with some. You know, this team is non-competitive because it lost Cooper Kupp. It lost Allen Robinson. It obviously lost Matt Stafford. But the offensive line from day one this year has been a shambles.
Yeah,
it has been a wreck.
No AD, no A'shaun Robinson.
Okay. All right, so it's just a mess upon mess upon mess. And wait a second. They're telling me last night that, they shipped it, you know, they FedExed him or whatever, the playbook, so that when he's flying to L.A., he can try to absorb the playbook on the fly so that he can start Thursday night against the Raiders on Thursday night football.
Ooh,
what?
Chandler Jones and Max Crosby.
What?
Please let him start.
What?
Please.
What?
Leave!
This is a fate worse than death. I mean, what is this, like punishment? I mean, what is this? What, can you imagine?
Do you want to play football or not, son?
Can you imagine?
Do you want to play football or not, son?
Well, yeah, he does want to play, and I'm sure if they ask him to, he'll say, okay, I'm going to give it my best shot. Hey, is this not an embarrassment? What are you doing?
Well, had he done what he was supposed to, that wouldn't have happened. Had he done what he was supposed to do in Cleveland, this would not have happened.
Okay, so I'm going to get to that in 1 second, but I'm going to get back to the Rams. So it was interesting. Their offensive coordinator was talking about, we viewed this move as acquiring talent, because Baker's a talent, whether you think so or not. He went first overall for a reason, because he's talented. And they also said that we would like, this is about competitive nature, because we need a spark. Baker can provide a spark, because he is a spark plug kind of player, but not for this team right now.
Right now, Baker Mayfield is a flint that's wet. Okay. Ain't no spark being provided.
So here's the point. I do like the fit here longer term, and I'm hoping for Baker's sake that he can show a glimpse here or there, because he and Sean McVay are birds of a feather, and Baker hasn't had a Sean McVay, because I'm going to remind you. Not birds of a feather. What do I not like about Sean McVay? He's got a lot of hot dog in him. Remember Coach McYay ran all the way up the tunnel? He's running up the tunnel like Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, liked it.
Remember against Brady? He's running up the tunnel.
Yeah.
That's Baker all over. So McVay has some Baker in him, and Baker has a whole lot of McVay in him. And Baker needed somebody to encourage that kind of behavior.
Right.
Because Baker has a lot of what they used to call piss and vinegar in him.
Yeah.
That's an old baseball term, but that's what he's got in him. That's the way he plays. He's kind of an FU kind of a guy who loves to create front-running sort of momentum.
Yeah.
So does McVay.
Yeah, but
I think they would thrive on each other, because Baker's smart. He knows he's got the IQ to match wits with McVay. I think they would be a good click going forward, depending on whatever
happens. Going forward. Yep. We snatched him up off the waiver wire, hoping that he leaves so we can get a conditional draft pick. That's what we're trying to do, because we ain't got none of them. Because Detroit got our pick, which might be the third pick of the draft, which might be Jalen Carter. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what Detroit's about to parlay the Rams pick into?
Yep. I can't. Okay, but that was F them picks.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you get effing
them
picks?
We got a Super Bowl.
We
got a Super Bowl.
Okay.
We didn't anticipate everybody getting injured this year. Cooper Kupp getting injured, Matthew Stafford, the Marcus Robinson, even before he got injured, Skip. It was not working out. The offensive line has been a total disaster, and the defense hasn't been as good as people thought it was going to be.
Okay.
For whatever reason, it has not.
All right, so now back to Baker's just a guy. I'm going to say this one last time on Baker Mayfield. Before the draft, I said I would take him number one overall, and you said I would take Sam Darnold.
Yes.
Just about everybody said they would take Sam Darnold, and I turned out to be right about Cleveland went for Baker Mayfield.
They did. You're right.
And then what happened the first year? He finished second for Rookie of the Year because he won 7 games for a team that went 0-16. He had a tremendous rookie year. Then in the second year, it was Odell. He loved Odell. They socialized together. They vacationed together. They did not click on the field for whatever reason. But once Odell went down and out in year number 3, Baker took off again. They went 11-5 in year number 3 and won their first playoff game since 1994. He did so with a QBR of 91 at Pittsburgh against your arch rival. He had a sensational year that year. So he proved that he was worthy of the number one overall pick, because he had 2 great years in Cleveland, and you try to say that he's trash. So I would respect your opinion a whole lot more if you had said he was trash before the draft, which you never did.
No.
Or if you'd said he was trash during his rookie year, which you never did. Or if you said he was trash in his third year, which you never did. You were very quiet about it. In fact, at one point, you started preempting and co-opting my bandwagon by driving it and calling him shake and bake.
He's a guy.
Wait, he's not a guy. He showed you he could play at an extremely high level because he did for 2 big years in Cleveland. Proved it. It's on his resume.
Yeah.
That's why McVay is saying, I'm going to take a shot.
Well, we've all purchased things in the beginning. He was like, oh, man,
no.
I really like this. This is great.
No. But,
and then
but
come
he
to
showed
realize
you.
That was wasted.
Legit.
No,
not just
legit.
A guy.
No,
very
he's not.
Legit.
He's not.
And Sam Darnold has no stretch in his career like Baker had for 2 full years in Cleveland. 2 full years.
Skip, the man, I mean, 2 teams have said, we've seen enough.
Okay, but he goes to Carolina, and they're trash. They were bottom of the barrel trash.
Guess what Carolina has not told Sam Darnold? Okay. We haven't seen enough.
But what did they do? They gave three draft picks for him. They gave a two, what was it, 2-4 and 6-4 him?
Ta-da! And what did they give for Baker?
They gave $19 million for Sam Darnold.
What did they give for Baker?
Okay, they were foolish. They made a big mistake on Sam Darnold because I first guessed it. I told you before the draft, Sam Darnold will fail in this league because I don't like his poise and presence and command of the position. Yeah. I don't like it.
Okay.
And I will be right about that, and I've been right about that.
Okay.
So it's as simple as that. I first guessed it, but you didn't guess it.
He had a couple of games. Or let's just say if you combine the seasons together, of the five seasons, he's put together one season. Baker Mayfield's put together one season.
No, two. Two seasons.
No.
They went 11-5 his third year.
11-5, and then his rookie season, right?
Okay, yeah. So it's two full years.
No.
He won seven games for a bad team as a rookie. He's finished second in the rookie of the year voting.
I mean, from the looks of thing, over the last 2 years, he's a bad quarterback. They don't let good quarterbacks go.
Okay, but he fractured his shoulder and tore his labrum in game number two.
So what was the excuse this year?
And you kept saying, well, you should get out of there because you're putting a bunch of bad tape out there.
Yeah,
you're hurt. He had surgery the day after the season 2 years ago.
He had surgery because they had benched him and said, we had seen enough.
No.
And he wasn't getting better.
No, they weren't. They didn't bench him. No, he played all the way through.
But, Skip, what I don't understand is that when he was throwing touchdowns and they were winning games, I didn't hear mention about the shoulder. But the moment that they started losing,
okay, but they started losing right away.
No, they didn't.
Yeah,
they did. When he threw the Hail Mary against, who was it, Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
They won a few games. Oh, he's celebrating. Front runner. Ain't mentioned nothing about the shoulder.
Okay.
As somebody put foots in him.
Okay, it was terrible, though, because he did get it repaired right after the season. And it was widely reported that it was really bad. And he had to wear a harness on it to play at all, which restricts your ability to torque into the throw, right? And then he goes to Carolina. It was a worse clown show than the one he left in Cleveland. And by the way, in Cleveland, in his first 4 years, he has four different coordinators and head coaches. Four? You're kidding.
I mean, how many coaches has he gotten fired? He was in Carolina for 2 months, and Matt Rhule got fired.
I think that was already on the books. That was already
How many coaches did he get fired in Cleveland? I guess Freddie Kane was on the book.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Hugh Jack was on the book.
Yeah.
I guess Greg Williams was on the book. Everybody's on the book. Mm-hmm. Everybody was already, the writing was on the wall. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know, everywhere Baker goes is scripture.
Yep.
It's already written.
Yeah. And then that opening game, I told you it was do or die for Baker against his ex-Cleveland Browns.
I don't know if he didn't
and,
die,
and
but he
all
didn't
I know
do.
Is he threw for 155 in the fourth quarter and brought them all the way back to 24-23 ahead.
So I just tried to, you covered the game for 40 years. I played 14. We never just started the game in the fourth quarter.
No.
So when we start, normally start first quarter, second quarter, halftime, come out third quarter, fourth quarter.
He's
so why
really
we keep, so I can't, give me the stats in the first quarter, second, third.
He got beaten in his first two games by a 58-yard field goal and then a 54-yard field goal at the Giants.
And that was
it.
I mean, there's something, once you got past beaten, I didn't hear anything else. I think you might have said something about 58 or 54, but all I heard was beaten.
Yep.
That's all I heard.
He's still young enough. You put him in the right situation with somebody who actually supports and loves and encourages his behavior.
Skip, I never said that he couldn't be serviceable in the NFL.
Mm.
I'm just not seeing what you see. You're trying to make it seem like he's here. He's not a here guy.
Okay, but he was there
He's not. Lower your hand.
No, here. Wait, I didn't put it up high enough. He almost won Rookie of the Year.
You ought to be ashamed of you. Nobody remember who almost won Rookie of the Year. He didn't. The trophy's on Saquon's mantle.
Well, did Sam Darnold, was he in that?
No.
No, he wasn't in that voting.
Skip, let me ask you a question. In 1960, who finished third in the presidential race? Mm. Nobody cares, only if you won.
Mm.
Who won? Didn't JFK win in 60?
I don't know. It's 1960?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he didn't, unfortunately, last.
He didn't fulfill the term, you know what happened.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, nobody remembers who finished second, third, or fourth. Did you win? Saquon got the trophy. I don't remember who finished second.
I remember Dewey finished second because it got reported that he won over Truman.
That was Truman.
There you go. So maybe Baker's Dewey.
Yeah, you would have thought newspaper would have learned their lessons after that, but clearly they haven't.
Clearly they haven't.
But thank that's you. Okay, Skip. We may find out
on Thursday, guys.
And of course, there's
that super fun conspiracy theory that the Rams were just trying to keep Baker out of the 49ers' hands.
No. I mean, Sean McVay, that's his boy.
All right, gentlemen.
Sean McVay's
boy. Not signing Odell Beckham Jr. hurt the Cowboys in the long run? Skip and Shannon deep dive into this scenario when Undisputed returns here on FS1. The Cowboys may have been the strongest publicly campaigning team to sign Odell Beckham Jr. Dak, Micah, and CD, all just a few of the players who backed bringing OBJ in. Now, though, it looks less likely Dallas will ink Odell to a deal. According to reports, Dallas is now concerned about OBJ being healthy enough to contribute this season, that following a medical evaluation. Shannon, if Dallas doesn't sign Odell, how much do you think it'll hurt their chances at winning a Super Bowl?
I don't think it increases or decreases because I thought they had an excellent chance with or without Odell Beckham. I see CeeDee Lamb getting better and better every week. I see Michael Gallup getting more and more confidence in his knee. He's starting to flourish in this offense. And so for me, I didn't look at it like if they sign him, oh, that puts him over the top. It's a slam dunk. If they don't, oh, man, they should be. I didn't view it as that. I think it would have been a nice consolation prize, a nice accessory. Instead of having, you know, three candles, you got four candles. But candles don't make the birthday cake.
Yep.
The cake is already what it is. And if you look at their offense, since Dak has been back, the numbers speak for themselves. 37, 38 points a game, the first down, the third down conversions. The number, like I said, Skip, the numbers speak for themselves. So I don't look at it as a, man, I don't know what's going to happen. So for me, yeah, I think it would have been nice. But if you don't believe someone can help you do what, if you can't help me reach my goals right now, and that's the most important thing, because that's what we skip. This is a now business. I mean, this is a now business. The Cowboys don't have the luxury of some team to say, okay, we'll take the draft picks and we're building for the future. Mm-mm. That's not how they operate. Mm-mm. And so they can't do it like that. And so this is a golden opportunity because you don't know. Like you said, the Rams were up here last year, and now they're way, way down here.
Way down.
This thing, you never know how soon this thing is going to turn for you. Mm-hmm. So, no, Skip, I don't think it hurts their chances of what hurts or increase or decrease their chances of winning Super Bowl. The Cowboys have a very good team. Mm-hmm. What's going to hurt the Cowboys are the Cowboys. The inconsistency, the penalties, Dak all of a sudden turns the ball over. You turn the ball over twice again, you get into playoffs, you're probably going to go home.
Yep.
No matter what round.
I agree.
You turn the ball over twice.
That is correct.
You're
I'm
going
with
home.
You.
So, yep. No, Skip, I don't look at it like, oh, man, the Cowboys are doomed if they didn't sign Odell. Mm. I don't look at it as that.
Okay. By the way, what hurts Dallas's chances the most is Hurts, as in Jalen
yeah,
Hurts.
You're right.
That's what hurts the most. We're going to discuss that in just a few minutes. All right. So, Odell has visited three places, right?
Yes.
He went to Buffalo, where his old friend Von Miller, his former teammate with the Rams, remember, it's been a month or so ago, Vaughn guaranteed, that Odell Beckham Jr. was going to be a Buffalo Bill.
Right.
You pretty much scoffed at that because you said Odell and that snow, and because it was just starting to hit,
yeah,
like in waves.
And you coming off an injury, Skip, I don't want to be in the cold. I want warm weather.
No. So, with the Buffalo Bills, did I ever hear Josh Allen or Stephon Diggs publicly campaigning for Odell?
No.
I didn't hear a peep out of either one of them.
No, none of them.
Did I hear ownership? I didn't hear a peep. Okay, he visited his old team, the Giants. And again, Saquon obviously would love to have him back, and Sterling Shepard, well, they're very close because they work out together, and I think they're like blood brothers together.
Right.
But did you hear Daniel Jones campaigning for Odell to come back to the Giants? I did not. Did you hear any of the Maras? Did you hear anything from the top campaigning for Odell to come back? I did not. What has happened with my squad, my franchise, America's team? They went completely over the top and over the moon for Odell Beckham Jr., right?
Yeah.
I've never heard anything quite like this because everybody got involved all the way to the top, where Jerry was cooing sweet nothings about Odell Beckham Jr. on all of his radio shows. He seems like he's doing like five a week now, right? I think he's on every day. It's like 24-hour Jerry Jones. But the point is that Jerry went along for that ride because the ride was a runaway train of – where did it start? Maybe Micah started it, and then D-Law jumped on, and then all of a sudden it's Trevon, and then it's CD. CD went so far as to say, we need him.
Right.
You're number one. You're the number one receiver. You said, we need him. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're exploding. You went up to Minnesota and just absolutely torched them.
Yeah, well, Skip, you look at CD. Yeah. I mean, since he was in the first game, he had 11 targets, he had 2 catches. Mm-hmm. But since then, he's averaged 6 catches, 82 yards, 4 of his 6 touchdowns coming in the last 5 games.
Okay.
Michael Gallup says, my knee is starting to feel a lot better. Before, I didn't start to feel good until Thursday, Friday. Now, Tuesday, Wednesday, I feel like I can go get some more work in.
Okay.
So he's getting stronger.
All right, but here's the point of this that you can speak to. Once you get your heart set on Odell, because for about 2 weeks I thought it was a runaway done deal that Odell was going to be a Dallas Cowboy instead of before all the real issues started to rear their ugly heads about is he ready? Does he even want to play this year? No, no, no.
Right.
Okay. But the locker room got its heart set on Jerry sending the message to the locker room that we are so serious about this, I went and got that guy for you guys to have even just as a teammate, just to have him in your locker room, on your sideline, in your huddle. Well, can hearts be, so to speak, broken here where it hurts morale, where you say, well, maybe we're not that serious about this?
No, Skip, it could. But, Skip, you mentioned about how you went and got Charles Haley. Charles Haley was 100% healthy.
Yeah.
If Odell was 100% healthy.
That was back in 92.
Right.
Jerry went and stole him from San Francisco because he had worn out his welcome in San Francisco.
Totally worn it out.
Okay.
So, Skip, I get it. If Odell was 100% healthy, there's no limitation. The knees are 100%. Everything checks out. He was just happened to be, you know, he had a falling out with a team. He wanted a contract. I get that. But, Skip, Odell is coming off a major knee operation, his second one in 2 years.
Yep.
He's not 100%.
No.
And I understand them wanting him. But at the end of the day, what did the guy that signed the check that signs my check, what does he want? Because his obligation, Skip, I understand, and coaches do a great job, ownership does a great job of giving the play. You know what, y'all guys, y'all want to watch the fight? We're going to get the fight in the hotel.
Yep.
Y'all want this, y'all want that. We're going to get that. You know, from pool table to ping pong to what a video game, Skip, they do all that.
Yep.
But in this situation right here, Skip, Odell can't help us right now.
No, he can't. It seemed like 2 weeks ago he could help.
We still cool, Skip. Yeah. We still cool. In the offseason, we're going to go, hey, Odell, you want to go to Tulum? You want to go to Mexico? You want to go to Vegas? You want to go? We do all that.
Okay.
But, Skip, at this point in time, winning football games trumps any personal relationship I might have.
I got it. But my fear is that once the reality sets in that you're not going to have him,
it's okay.
That he's not going to be the catalyst for you that he was for the Rams. He's not going to be the good luck charm for you that he was in L.A.
Right.
All of a sudden, do you start to wonder? Does doubt start creeping back in that maybe this isn't our year? Maybe it wasn't as meant to be.
I don't think so because I think they start to feel they look at it. You know, they get Dak back. Dak missed some time with the bro. Skip, I mean, think about it, Dak. This thing could have been bad. That could have been out, you know, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, might have been gone.
Yeah.
He comes back. Offense takes off. Defense
by
is really.
By the way, you got to give Cooper Rush a little bit of credit for at least keeping the seat warm, man.
Yes. What Cooper Rush was able to do, Skip, was keep them in contention. They still have an outside chance of winning the division.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe had Cooper Rush only won one game or two games, I think he won 3 games. But anyway, I think that coming back, they were going to make the playoffs. They're just in better position now.
Mm-hmm.
You look at this team now, they are a serious, serious team. Skip, I don't think anybody would have had Cooper Rush. If Cooper Rush was their quarterback, Dallas Cowboys are not picked to win the no Super Bowl. Not with Cooper Rush. As great as much as you like Cooper Rush, I guarantee you, ain't no betting house, no simulation going to have the Cowboys where they are now with Dak Prescott if Cooper Rush was there.
Okay, you're probably right, but he was really good under these circumstances he was thrust into.
Yes.
Because remember, everybody wrote them off. Remember in the power rankings that next week after game one that they lost? They were in the 25th, right? Because people said, you're done for the year, right?
Right.
Everybody wrote them off, all the national columnists. And he saved the season. However he did it, he did it. And yet the point is, I'm going to remind you, my team fights some historical demons. And you feed those demons on this show on a weekly basis.
What I do.
You say, Cowboys do cowboy things.
Yeah, I'm counting on the Cowboys.
Okay, there's no reason that history has to repeat. There's no reason whatsoever. Like, it's independent. This team is independent of everything that's gone on before it. because it's all literally history. It's in the past.
You told me it's the star on the helmet and what it represents.
Okay, but that's a good thing.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Hey, you want to thank the good thing, but don't forget about the bad thing.
But Jerry's got 5 Super Bowl trophies in his office, right?
And well, he only responsible for 3 of them.
He accounted for 3 of them. Yeah. He did. But my point is, we have had a glorious past, and we've had long, dismal stretches of no past.
We'll leave all that stuff in the past. So what have you done in the last?
The past is the past.
Yeah.
But my point is, my team hears this from the media so often that they start to think, do we really have these demons? As soon as we get drafted by Dallas, are we susceptible to doing Cowboy things just because we're Dallas Cowboys?
Did you have a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter? Something that the Cowboys had never done in the history of the organization. And they started playing football for the Cowboys in 1960.
You mean the one at Green Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had never, ever had a 14-point lead and lost the game.
Okay. And my quarterback had the ball 4 times in the fourth quarter in overtime and scored 0 points.
Well, how about this? In 6 games since Dak returned, the Cowboys leads the NFL with 28 offensive touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Over the past 6 games, the Cowboys are number 1 in converting third downs and second in red zone touchdowns.
Okay.
Thanks to one Dakota Rain Prescott.
Yep.
So I don't skip, like I said, Odell would be a nice consolation prize. But if they don't get him, I think they're still full steam ahead.
Okay, and that's the truth. The truth is what you just said, because what did I say going into this year? This team will go as far as Micah and the defense carries this team.
No, you better be Dakota Rain.
No.
Dakota Rain.
No, you know what? I don't care about that. That's gravy to me. That's icing. That's whatever he can give me, I'm fine with
Dakota it. Dakota Rain gave you a 14-point lead in Green Bay. And what did Micah and the Marauders do?
What do we keep seeing from the defense? It's as offensive as the offense is, right? It doesn't just take the ball away. It scoops it and it scores it. What did we just do to Indianapolis after they were going for 2 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter to tie the score? The defense said, watch this, right? And they exploded and scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. And it was really all about the defense.
He scored 33. The Broncos might have hadn't scored 33 in 6 weeks. And
well,
they got 33 and a quarter.
Yeah, and it was about taking the ball away, right? Okay, so there's no reason that without Odell, we can't be just as good as we're going to be pre-Odell, right?
Absolutely.
But I just don't want the demons to start to lurk again in the subconscious about, Cowboys do Cowboy things.
Ain't no demons. That demon is the guy with number 1 in the green.
Really?
Oh, Hurts.
Well, he's a demon.
Yeah, and A.J. Brown. Demon.
I agree with that.
And Devontae, those are your demons.
I got it.
They wake a Cowboy. Michael, wake up.
Okay, but you know what? I promise you, when they do meet on Christmas Eve, and it's going to be live on Fox right here, right now.
They got something for you.
Okay, it's 125 here, 425 Eastern
time. They got something for you.
Okay, I promise you, when those two teams walk out of the tunnel on the field, the Eagles will look across and say, they got 11 and we don't.
And guess what?
That's why.
And they say, they look across the field, they say, and we got number 1 and y'all don't. We got hurt. We got the MVP.
Well, you're
y'all
just
don't.
Singing the praises of Rain Dakota, right?
He ain't playing. Yeah. He's been sensational since his return. But he ain't played better than Hurts, Gil.
Too often it rains on Dakota, right? rains.
I think we could agree with that. Dak has played well since his return.
He's played well, but it's not that guy.
Yeah.
I've been telling you for a month, he's the runaway MVP.
Hey, stop. Ain't no runaway.
Ain't no runaway. He's running away with
it. No, he's not.
He has changed the culture in Philadelphia.
Skip, you've got 5 weeks to go. 5 weeks to go. We'll see how it goes.
Yes, we will.
See how this thing turns out. Long time. That's a lot.
Does defense really win championships? Dallas just might put that to the test this playoff season.